Hey, it's me. So yesterday we read a piece by Lu You. Just when I was trying to explain what part of... Oh, look, how funny. It started raining again. Well, I guess perfect timing. Rainy Day Poetry Series. Number 3. Alright. Okay, I swear this is not planned. Anyhow, where was I? Yeah, so, yes, in retrospect, when I was explaining what that piece was about, I said I wanted to read that one specifically because one of the lines was something about him saying he'd rather cuddle with his cats. And that actually at that point reminded me of another poet a lot, who you probably know way better. It's Ernest Hemingway. I never thought about these two, like, I never thought about comparing them or, like, putting them next to each other and compare. It's just funny how now I realize that they are quite alike in some way, that they went through wars and to some degree they find it hard to find meanings of lives. And despite being a tough guy, deep down secretly inside, they prefer to cuddle with their cats, which I think is super cute. The art of contrast, right? Anyhow, so this one's in English, and it's a little bit longer. I hope you'd enjoy. Don't cry because he told you that his love has slipped away. Because I once knew a boy who watched the sunrise every day. One morning, I sat with him, wrapped entirely in my awe. But he said he'd viewed so many. 6 a.m. was all he saw. And you are a brilliant sunrise, with your darkness breaking light. But I know that he's forgotten. Life without you is just night. He cannot see your beauty since he's taken it for granted. But that doesn't mean it's failed to leave the rest of us enchanted. You deserve the love of someone will watch you rise over again. And may they never come to see you as just another 6 a.m. Chills again. I really, really like this piece. Yeah. And the rain stopped. Speaking of timing. I guess... Oh no, it's still raining. I just can't hear it on my window anymore. Anyhow, if it's your bedtime, I hope you have a good night's sleep. If it's still in the middle of your weekend, like where I am right now, I hope you have a great one. Take care.